The state's water quality has taken a beating in recent years. Springs across Florida are in poor health, and last year's water releases from Lake Okeechobee degraded estuaries east and west of the lake. That's why there's bipartisan support in the Florida Senate this year for plans to decrease water pollution. One plan would upgrade sewage treatment plants near polluted springs and upgrade septic tanks in places that can't hook up to sewers. But the Associated Industries of Florida, or AIF, has concerns. The group says the state already has enough regulatory power to protect water quality. So the group recently created the Florida H2O Coalition. AIF's Brewster Beavis says it's an effort to make sure lawmakers pass sound water policy that doesn't hurt business interests.
There is a fine line to walk, but of course I think, you know, we can navigate that. And AIF is going to continue to take the lead in advocating for good, sound, scientific-based water policy, comprehensive water policy here in the state.
Environmentalists warn the state needs to get tough on polluters, including businesses. Estes Whitfield with the Florida Conservation Coalition says the interest of a business lobby will likely be at odds with his group's call to either make new laws or strictly enforce the ones that exist.
They also care about water, but they need the water for production and regulations that restrict either the use or the amount of discharges costs money.
While the state Senate has drafted legislation, House Speaker Will Weatherford says he has no plans to take up sweeping changes to the state's water policy. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.